That's back in the Old Testament, folks. Way back in the Old Testament. Chapter 8 of 1 Samuel. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, the name of the second of Ahiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, took bribes, perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they've rejected me, that I should not reign over them. May God bless His word to our hearts this morning. Living God, our Father, we praise You that You are God, a good God, a loving God, a forgiving God, a saving God, who to those that repent of their sin. We thank You that You would save us, that You would give us this opportunity this morning to assemble here, to worship Thee, to praise You, to thank You, to enjoy You, Your Word, Your people, on this blessed Lord's Day. Lord, we are indebted to you. Thank You for Your many mercies. Thank You for raising up our brother that he can again attend the house of the Lord today. Bless, continue to strengthen there, and the many others on our prayer list, Lord, and those that need salvation in our salvation box. Bless our brother that's not here today, that didn't feel well. Ask You to bless him. And Lord, now bless us in Your word. Give us ears to hear. Give us minds to receive Your good word. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Help me today, Lord. I'm little. Help me, because I need You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Samuel was the last of the judges. There was 15 judges assigned to Israel. That was back before they had kings. And when the enemies of Israel would come and trouble them, God would raise up a deliverer, such as a judge, that would help overcome their enemies, lead the people to overcome. But after the Lord blessed them and give them release from their enemies, guess what would happen to them? They drift right back into sin. Did you know that's the way people are today? Did you know if you don't stay in this book, if you don't stay in church, if you don't keep praying, if you don't keep working on your Christianity, you will drift away. You'll be out of church. And then you'll be even in deeper sin. That's the way us humans are. That's the way Israel was. Samuel was their last judge. And he was getting old. He had two boys. They were supposed to be priests also. But somehow or other, Samuel's sons were evil, wicked sons. I don't know why sometimes our children don't turn out right. But it's gone down through the human family. I remember one of my daddy's great uncles that daddy loved so much. He loved that man. But that man had a boy. And this man had taught his children. He'd raised them right. But when this boy got up big enough that he could find a liquor bottle, it conquered him. Brought a lot of grief to his father. That's just one case. It continues on to today. Some children, they don't listen to their raising. They don't listen to their raising. Breaks parents' hearts. I can't understand it. I know you don't either, but that's the way it is. God has allowed all of us to make decisions, and some people just determine to live for themselves. What I want. And what they do sometimes often destroys them. Samuel was old, and the people realized they didn't want them wicked sons to be their priest. And so they come to Samuel and asked him for a king. They knew Samuel was close to God. He was God's man among them. And so they came to Samuel requesting a king. It greatly upset Samuel, being a man of God. We can understand that. Samuel took this to the Lord and told the Lord about the people's request. Now, you know God already knew about it. But we have to go through the way humans operate, don't we? So Samuel went to the Lord about it, and the Lord, the Bible says there in verse, the Lord said to Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all they say, for they have not rejected thee, but they've rejected me." They've rejected God. They didn't want God to be their leader anymore. The Israelite people wanted a king that they could see. They didn't want to serve a God they couldn't see. And so they're making this request. Now, God surprised Samuel, I think, when he told him to comply. Did you know sometimes God will give you what you want? It might not be good for you, but if you persist, God will give you what you want sometime to teach you a lesson, to help you see wherein you're wrong. Turn to verse 10 now in 1 Samuel. And let me read a few verses there. Beginning at verse 10. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. I want y'all to listen to this, folks. God is going to tell them, this is what your king's going to do for you. Y'all want a king, but here's what your king's going to do for you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. He will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. Did you notice how personal everything was going to be for the king? And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. He will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. He will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your donkeys and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. That don't sound good to me. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. We're insisting we're going to get a king. And people today are just that way in their lives. They insist, I'm going to do what I want to do, irregardless of what God wants. Irregardless of what may happen, I'm going to still do what I want. Am I telling it right? Look at verse 20. That ye also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. So the Israelite people were determined to have them a king. Let me say, folks, something important to you today. Don't want to be like somebody else. Don't want but to be like somebody else. Be yourself. God made every one of us different. There's no two people alike anywhere, never has been, never will be. God made us the way he wants us to be. Just keep listening. I got something to tell you. There's not but one race of people in this world. We got this race problem in our country. There's not but one race. People just don't like who they are. And God has endowed every one of us with different abilities. God has made each one of us with potentials that most of us are not fulfilling. Because we're hung up on doing what we want to do. God had a plan for every one of us. A plan that would be the best for every one of us. And I can only speak for myself. I started out doing what I wanted to do. And I messed up. Some people never get smart enough to admit they messed up. And they leave this world messed up. God had the best plan for his people. He was going to be their king. He was going to guide them, protect them from their enemies. But they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. Listen to me this morning. Are you listening to the same God that Israel was over Israel? Are you listening to God? God is talking. America needs to listen. We were founded on this book. And we're destroying ourselves. Because we're not satisfied who we are. When I was in school, I remember how some in school always, they had to have the latest fad. In clothes or shoes or whatever. They had to dress and look like everybody else. I have never had an issue of wanting to look like or be like somebody else. I'm me. I'm satisfied being me. Clothes don't make a person. We have people, they got to have the latest. Clothes don't make you. Property don't make you. Things don't make you, church. What makes a person is how were you raised? How do you treat other people? How does God fit in your life? That's what makes you. People's got millions and billions of dollars, and they can just say something and everything just falls into place. That don't make them in God's sight. That's the ways of the world. If God would have wanted you to be the president, he'd have made you that. But he didn't want you to be that. He wants you to be you. And you obeying him. I'm talking today about a king who failed God. A king who failed God. And Samuel is going to be told to anoint Saul, an unknown man. He come from the littlest tribe, from a family that had no name, really. And God is going to let this man, who is head and shoulders above everybody else in Israel, he's a tall guy. The Bible indicates he was the best looking person in Israel, the best looking man. He has all the potential of being great and be greatly used by God. And yet, he's going to fail God. Now, God hadn't called you to be a president nor a senator yet. But I'm going to tell you something, and listen to me carefully. God has made you who you are, given you the talents that you have and the gifts for you to be who you are, but committed completely and totally to obeying him. And in his sight, you're just as great and even greater than a king that disobeys him. Amen? People today are living, well, I wish I was that movie star. I wish I was that ball player. I wish. God made you who you are because you can serve Him better where He's got you. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you today? Be satisfied who you are. And use those gifts God has given to you. Some people God gives the gifts to be a prayer warrior. Some people God gives the gift of giving. Some people God gives the gift of faith. God gives different people more amounts of various gifts. But He gives all of us the opportunity to serve Him and love Him and obey Him. You're important to God. Just because God is going to pick Saul, that didn't mean the rest of Israel was not important, folks. God loves them just as much as He loved the king. God loves you as much as He loves anybody else. He loves that man that stole my grapes as much as He loves me. Now, I will say this. I believe God loves His children with a more intimate love than the unsaved. I believe that now. But everybody is important to God. We're all created in God's image. And you and I are being so gifted by God to be ourselves, to serve Him, to impress other people. Now, y'all were just out here a while ago for a service. Y'all were just fellowshipping, enjoying one another. You know, I didn't hear no fussing. That's the way it's supposed to be in church. And when you get home and get on the phone, let it still be that same attitude. Amen. We're God's family. None of us are perfect. None of us. So Israel is out of the will of God. They want a king. And so they want them a king they can see rather than a God who loves them, who they cannot see. But God calls all of us to live by faith, folks. Live by faith. Live by this book. If Israel would have obeyed God, their enemies would not have harassed them as they did. By having a king is not going to help them obey God. Did you know that? When God let them have a king, did you know it didn't help them a bit obey God? And you know what? You can want this and you can want that. Oh, it would be so wonderful. It won't help you obey God no more. Amen. Help me. I need help today. God may not let us have certain things because, as the brother just said, it might take away from us. We might lose our focus where it should be at. No matter who is over you in life, God is over all, and it is Him we must all obey or suffer the consequences. Wives, obey your husbands, the scripture says. And husbands, love your wives. Amen. Amen. Also, masters and servants are to respect each other, the Bible says. No one is more important than anyone else. Now let's look in Samuel 8. Look down at verse 21. In chapter 8. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king." And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, "Go ye every man into his city." Later God would tell, well, before I do that, now Israel has a king. It's going to be Saul, a Benjaminite, an unknown. Samuel is so sad and God is displeased, but he has granted the people their request. Sometimes people have to learn the hard way. They have to learn the hard way. King Saul is the best of the people to be their king. To begin with, he seemed to be shy. He didn't want to be out front too much. But once he is anointed, listen to this now, listen to it. Once he is anointed to be king and settled in as king, his true colors begin to show. He soon becomes a proud man. "I'm king." He's selfish. He don't want nobody else to get praised. You know how it bugged him when David killed a giant and the women sang that song? Saul slain his thousands, but David his 10,000. That like to burnt that king up. Mad. It made him want to kill David. Yes, sirree. Time after time, he made mistakes in his judgment. King Saul. Remember now, he's the king. But just because you're a king don't mean you're smart. Amen. I like the term Mr. Chavis uses a lot. "Well, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer." Mr. Saul was having that same problem. He made too many bad mistakes to be the leader. However, Saul's main problem was he did not seek to obey the Lord. He didn't seek to obey the Lord. Like many others, Saul wanted God's blessings without obeying God. "God bless me, God bless me." But we won't obey God. You want God to bless you? How many in here wants God to bless them? Amen. How many in here ready to obey God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Think about it. Let's be reminded, folks. We want God to bless us. We're supposed to obey Him then. We're supposed to obey Him. Now God is going to give Saul a great opportunity. Saul can be blessed and used by God if he'll just trust the Lord. After several years of being king, the Philistines gathered a large army to face Israel. Samuel told Saul to wait for him at Gilgal before he engaged in battle, and he'd offer up a sacrifice to the Lord, Samuel said. Well, Samuel was a little bit late getting there. And so Saul presumed to take it upon himself. "I'll offer up a sacrifice because a lot of my people are leaving me, waiting on Samuel." So Saul offers up the sacrifice, to which he should not have done. Now turn to the 13th chapter of Samuel. Chapter 13. Now look down at verse 11. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, that thou comest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, The Philistines will come down now upon me in Gilgal, and I have not made supplications unto the Lord. Boy, he got spiritual, didn't he? I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. I forced myself to do something he wasn't supposed to do. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly." You've done foolish. "Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee, for now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." Because he did what he did, God was going to call Saul, his kingdom would come to an end with his death. His kingdom would not continue, but because of his disobedience. Later, God told Saul to destroy all the Amalekites, but again, he disobeyed God. Now that Saul is being rejected as king, an evil spirit will begin to trouble him greatly. And God told Saul to kill all the Amalekites, and he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Now let's look in 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Now look down at verse 8. "And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword." But that's not what God said to do. God said to destroy all of them. "But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and the oxen and the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was the vile and refuse, they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord to Samuel, saying, 'It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments, and it grieved Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night.'" Think about that, folks. He cried unto the Lord all night. He was so upset, Samuel was, with Saul's actions. Then God decided to send Samuel to anoint David, the son of Jesse, to be the next king of Israel. Saul is king, but he is missing out on being the best God wants him to be. So God is going to turn to use somebody else. And I'm going to tell you something. Are y'all listening to me? God does us the same way. If you don't do what I want you to do, God will turn and let somebody else get the blessing. God will let somebody else get the blessing. And I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you from experience. The best thing that will ever happen to you after salvation is full surrender to the Lord. There's nothing no more wonderful in finding the reason why you were put here. Nothing more wonderful. Are you living the way and doing what God wants you to do? Think about it. You can go to the Lord and you can just surrender yourself to the Lord. Just say, "Lord, I don't care what you do with me. Your will be done." And believe it. Amen. Believe it. And he's not going to do anything with you but what won't be the best. It takes faith. It takes faith. Saul gets the chance to be the king, the first king. But he's all wrapped up with himself, with who he is, and not who he should be serving. Verse 13 and 14, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. The Spirit of the Lord was there to work with him, but he was rejected. And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. 1 Samuel 16:13-14, that's where that scripture came out of. Now there's a lot of people today. Their lives are miserable. They got troubles on every hand. And they wonder why. Why is this happening to me? I tell you what. If you'll seek the Lord and give yourself to the Lord, things will take a change. Things will take a change. Saul later became very jealous of David after he had killed the giant. His suspicion grew, and as he saw how God blessed David, he begins to think David is going to be the next king. So he tries to kill David, but he never could. He never could. Later, Saul in trouble again, facing war with the Philistines, so Saul calls on the Lord. And I want you to turn to 1 Samuel 28 because you need to look at this. 1 Samuel 28, because this is an interesting passage of Scripture. 1 Samuel 28. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. Boy, them Philistines, there was a crowd of them, scared Saul. He was king, but he saw something he didn't like. And the Bible says, and when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not. Somebody might say, well, aha, that's why I don't ask the Lord. He might not answer. Hey, Saul had kept putting God off, denying God, and you can keep disobeying God, do you get in hot water that you can't get out of. God is not somebody we can play with, folks. God created you for Himself. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets. Then said Saul unto his servants, listen to what he's going to do. Folks, there ain't no shortcut to get to God now. Let me tell you that. Here's what Saul said I'm going to do. Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit in Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on another raiment. And he went and two men with him, and they came into the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me up him whom I shall name unto thee. Verses 4 through 8. So God won't answer him. He asked the prophets. They can't help him. So he says, well, I'll just go ask this woman with familiar spirits if she can raise up Samuel from the dead. And I'll find out what's going on with these Philistines. Once again, we see how unwise Saul is. We should not seek answers to life from evil spirits, folks. The Bible is clearly against such as that, fortune tellers, etc. It's not wise to wait until you're in trouble to call on the Lord either. We should be calling on the Lord all the time. Amen? We should be living in the will of the Lord all the time. When the Bible talks about praying all the time, that's what it's talking about. Be ready to call on the Lord at any time and get an answer. And you do that by living the way we're supposed to live. Saul, it's not wise to wait until you're in trouble to call on the Lord. We'd better be obeying the Lord if we expect God to help us. David, who is anointed to replace Saul as king, respected Saul as God's anointed and never ever sought to hurt or harm Saul, even though Saul did his very best to kill David. I'll tell you what, David was a special person to do like that. He said, I won't touch God's anointed. He respected God and put him as king. Now turn to 1 Samuel 31 in your Bible. 1 Samuel 31. I've been taking you through this book, picking out high points to make our point today, how that Saul failed God as king. Now I've said already today, and I'll say it again, you may not be the king. You may think you're just so-so, or I'm just an average, normal person. Well, not in God's sight. You're special in God's sight. And God has given you certain gifts and talents that He wants you to use and develop and be that person that's Christ-like all the time. And in God's sight, you're doing just as great as the man in the highest office is. Amen? And if he's doing wrong in the highest office, you're doing a lot better. Right? 1 Samuel 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines. Listen to that. Israel's had to flee. And they fell down slain in Mount Gibeah. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan, David's best friend that David loved so much, that boy, Jonathan. He got killed by the Philistines. Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons. All three of his sons was killed there. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. Saul's life and kingdom ended because of his disobedience to God. He had to die on a battlefield. I guess we could say forsaken of the Lord, because he wouldn't obey the Lord. And what was so sad, his boys died with him by his enemies. That's a bad way to die, isn't it? And at the same time, God had been displeased with him. He gave him the gifts, the stature, the opportunities to be a great king. But he wouldn't obey the Lord. Pride, stubbornness, selfishness, jealousness, and rebellion ruined his life and usefulness to God and to the nation of Israel. That's what happened to Saul, king of Israel. What about you and me? What about us? Are we listening to God? Are we living by God's word, church? Are you listening to God? Are we getting the best of life from God? Is my life a blessing to other people? Do you think God can bless you the way you're living and serving Him? Think about these questions today as we end our service. God has blessed you to be the person you are. And He expects you to use your talents, your abilities, your life for His glory. And we're not to be hung up on ourselves, what I want. What is it God wants, folks, from me? Ask God that. Lord, what do you want from me? What do you want with my life? And mean it. And let God bless you. You'll never regret it. Are you here this morning and you need to come to the altar to pray for someone that needs salvation? Maybe you need to come and surrender yourself fully to the Lord today. If there would be someone here that's not saved, Jesus Christ has already paid for your sin. And the gift of salvation is free just for asking for it. If thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto salvation. God's ear is open to hear our prayers today, folks. God looks down upon us